This is Pontech News. I'm Jason Lopez at the Interop conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. Ask a network software or hardware vendor about iPods or PCs, and they might tell you, or at least they used to tell you, that they don't make end-user products. But that is changing. In this final part of John Chambers' keynote address, the chief of Cisco tells conference attendees that end-users are driving IT, and vendors should pay attention.
You have to catch market transitions, regardless of what industry you're in. You have to have the courage to invest in those transitions. And the best way to be accurate on that is what? Really listen to your customers and the direction. So this is what allows companies to really break away and make a difference. And you can say, John, each time we communicate, last year you said network is a platform. You gave us just a couple teasers. At VoiceCom, you gave us a little bit more. Let's continue each time we're together, Lenny, taking it the next step in terms of discussion. What will be next year we're here? It'll be telepresence. It will be the capability to combine this experience, if you will, and collaboration in ways that you're almost like you're virtually at the same table. The ability to literally service your customers differently, to interface to your supply chain differently, to collaborate across those functional groups with speed that we've not seen before. And you talk about a bandwidth hog, it will be. But again, think about where this market is going. Think about it not in terms of productivity purely with IP-based applications, but productivity through collaboration and the experience. I hope that I've really begun to challenge you in terms of where this market's going to go and the implications, and reminding everyone that as you do these new technologies, they've got to be simple to use. As we set up the technologies of the future, whether it's simple video or as complex as telepresence, I want to dial two numbers or do two clicks. I don't want to have an IT person setting it up for me. I don't want to have a camera follow me around. I want to be able to communicate with the 10 of us and virtually hear where you're talking from, be able to maintain an eye contact, see if you agree with what I'm saying or disagree, and literally to collaborate in an experience that is very unique. But it starts with simplicity, and guess what? By the time your CEO says, I want this, if you already haven't begun to think about an architecture build-out that allows this to occur, and your answer is, I'll get it to you in 3 years, remembering his or her life expectancy is probably only 3 years in the job, you've got to think about how do you prepare for the future. I believe that IT and networked IT should enable every segment of your business strategy. So when you look at Cisco, we were honored, and it was a great, great time to be the stock of the 90s, growing out of control. We also got knocked down really hard. When we got knocked down, you know what we did? We based all of our changes that we're doing in strategy on IT and network-based IT. Realigned our resources, took our productivity in 2001 of 450,000 per person, set a goal of 700,000 per person, drove it at 10% productivity increase per year, and achieved the business results you saw in the prior group. I use IT to enable every element of my business strategy. The ability to suddenly say, not only how do we get excited about wireless and virtual capabilities and collaboration, but how do we translate that through to the business objective needs first of growth? How do you get more market share? How do you get a larger share of wallet from your customers? Secondly, how do you build customer relationships, one-to-one correlation between customer satisfaction and future revenues? And how do you build those uniquely personalized? How do you provide the flexibility? And this is where quad play everywhere, not as the exception, but everywhere becomes an element that allows you to move and to adjust up or down to market issues. And how do you move out of this cost preventive mode to truly productivity mode that allows you to position for the future? How do you use it as an example? This is a fairly complex network. But when people talk about dependency, I'm concerned about being underneath one architecture, one IP network. This is what we've done for the last 3 to 4 years. The efficiencies are there in terms of volumes. We've not had any major outages, and make no mistake about it, we're probably challenged harder than anybody else in this room. You begin to look at the nodes and how we did our storage area network and others. We achieved the cost efficiencies that the IT department used to focus on. And make no mistake about it, I want cost efficiencies. But a 70% total cost of ownership decrease in storage networking. And Unity voice capability, moving from 160 sites, PBXs if you will, to 12. The ability to do content networking with an entirely new level of really driving through the applications of the learning capabilities. All of us understand the move ads and changes that are enabled through an IP infrastructure versus a traditional infrastructure. And by merely taking our networks and implementing MPLS, a 23% cost savings. But what I'm really talking about is virtual implementation. It doesn't matter whether it's an IP phone, the 66,000 we have at work, or literally the tens of thousands we have at home, that suddenly becomes your phone and your accessibility point. The ability literally to think about office moves being a constant, and not only is there not the $70 cost for each move associated with it, but it can be done with much faster efficiencies. Video communications, as simple as a click and push, a dialing a number, if you will, as we move forward. And the access to wireless information, this surprised me when we surveyed our own group. Even in the office, 97% of our employees use wireless as their primary communications, as opposed to wired. And from home, it goes up to 47% in terms of its implementation. So beginning to think about access anywhere, anytime. Moving from IT, managing efficiency within your organization, to driving the business results that you want. Beginning to think about how this changes not just companies, but as government leaders suddenly have an interest in this area, you know that you suddenly are talking about changing productivity, education, healthcare, standard of living, and in this globalization, when you're able to talk to the top leaders in India, or China, or in the Middle East, US, Germany, UK, and they understand it, information technology. What it really means to their future of their company or to the future of their country. And this is really the opportunity that's in front of us together. When you really think about it, you're driving economic reform in ways that we just were beginning to think about capable. Time and distance and location doesn't matter at all, does it? The playing field will truly be leveled, not just between companies, but between countries. And it literally opens up for a series of interactions and productivity aids that are dramatic. There are a lot of takeaways today, and as I said at the opening, if you agree with everything I said, I failed. I really want to challenge you. I want to challenge to start with what is the business objective or the healthcare objective or the education objective or the transportation objective we had, and say, how do you enable that by IT? The challenge that allows the transformation to occur is often the technology changes, which allow the changes in the business process. So technology, as CEOs begin to realize, often determine not just enable their business strategies, may actually force their business strategy changes. As that occurs, how do you think not just about transactional productivity, but about true collaboration and the experience that we're going to probably be talking about more and more? To do that effectively, you have to go with a network and an IT architecture. But if you put that in and you don't get the business leaders to change their business process at the same time, they'll be disappointed in the business results that they get. And to really do that, I believe you've got to have a unified communication and an architecture, especially within the enterprise, like Sona, to implement it. Anytime, any place, any screen, any mode, any device. But what are we really saying here? Network IT is not only back, but it's changing the experiences. It's going to change the way we do business, change the way we work, live, learn, and play. Everything is about collaboration and new experiences. I hope I've challenged you today. Lenny, I hope I accomplished the objectives that you outlined earlier for me, and it's been a pleasure. Great. Have a great day. Thank you.